Okay. All right, so now we're going to go the rewind. Okay. We'll go back a little bit.
Okay.
Back to 1986, you're born in Hardin, Montana, right?
85.
85?
85.
85,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're so much older than you look. I don't think many people know that you spent a lot of time on an Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm.
What
right
was
next
that?
To one.
Yeah, what was that like? Did you ever see anything interesting or intriguing?
Yeah. There's a lot of history there, you know, when the United States first started getting civilized, you know, with the reservations there and the wars and the battles. I was actually about 15 minutes from the Battle of the Little Bighorn, which is where General Custer got defeated. And, so I was right around all that. And they're a really unique and interesting culture. You know, they have a lot of strong family ties, a lot of tribal ties, you know, and a lot of culture that they still like to live by. They have their powwows, and every year they do, it's about a week and a half long whole tribal, you know, because I was right next to the Crow tribe, and so the Crow Indians, and they have like a week and a half long tribal powwow where they do their dances for the harvest and the rain, and they it's a whole really unique thing, and a lot of their beadwork and their feathers and then their clothes and stuff. It's a really unique culture. It's something that if you haven't seen or paid too much attention about, it's kind of neat to you know, investigate it or go visit it. You can actually during another part of the year in the summer that they reenact that battle of the Little Bighorn. And it's a pretty cool deal. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So when you went to high school, it was Hardin High School, mm-hmm. right? And you lettered in, you had eight letters, three mm-hmm. different sports, track, football, and wrestling. Mm-hmm. Two-time runner-up in wrestling, led mm-hmm. the team. You were the most valuable wrestler, led the team in takedowns, pins. Definitely has helped your game, football, because you're hand-to-hand combat often. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. what I'm getting at here, what's really important is, do you think you could beat Roddy White in a wrestling match?
Easily.
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 Because he was two-time state champ.
Yeah. Where did he wrestle?
States
matter where you wrestle.
Right.
They put a lot more emphasis on it in certain states. And, I got weight on him. And so, but the two guys that I lost to, they actually went on to wrestle at D1 schools, full ride scholarship. So
right.
They had been doing it since they were
so a different level.
Little, and I did it for 3 years.
Right.
So.
And I've asked this to a couple other people because actually Corey Peters uh-huh. was a state place winner, also uh-huh. big guy. And yeah. I'm just trying to like push some buttons here because at the end of the season, I want to see I want to see who's the king of the mountain.
Yeah, it would be me.
Yeah,
I think I got him. I got the upper hand.
I like that. Yeah. You hear that, Roddy? We're going to set this up after the season.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I'm assuming comes from your past, I was at your house, I opened a drawer, and there was a gun in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of guns, I come to learn. You mm-hmm. love hunting. Mm-hmm. You love camouflage. Mm-hmm. You love four-wheeling.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all part of your past, like something that you've done growing up? That's part of who you are. We don't get to see it that often here.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was taught and learned from my father and my grandfather and friends at a very young age how to handle weapons. It's a way of life. Where I grew up, a lot of your meat comes from hunting and. You know, it's a defense, and it's kind of, there's a lot of space, open wide space in Montana, and but I was taught at a very young age how to use them and how to care for them and how to have them, and you know, it's just kind of a part of me. I love being outside. I love hunting. I love fishing. You know, just out there in the wide open, just you and a gun, and you're just walking and thinking and planning and.
Yeah.
And setting goals and stuff, and it's just kind of you out there all by yourself, you can really get in touch with yourself.
So we're gonna go in between the lines a bit, talk a little bit about what's going on in your life now, football and outside of football, but speaking about football, what do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy just dominating a large man, that one of those offensive linemen, and just the physical joy of dominating another human being, or do you enjoy more proving those people wrong who said you would never be able to do something like that?
I think those two kind of tie together, you know.
Yeah.
If the greatest part of the game, and the part that I really enjoy, I've always kind of been good at math and science, and I kind of have that kind of a mind. I'm not very, I can still create and be creative, but I really like angles and leverage and numbers and kind of the X's and O's. And so when you're out on the field and you take on that huge man that should, all the odds are kind of stacked against you other than speed. But if you hit the right angle and you have the right leverage and the right hand placement, and you can just swiftly, you know, go by him and or knock him down and kind of not in a sense embarrass him, but you know, put him on the spot, because they're going to put you on the spot whenever they can.
Whenever they can, yeah.
So when you can do that and really know that what you're practicing and what you're working on is really working, and getting there. And you know, hitting that quarterback is like nothing else. You know, it is what it is. It's just a sack is a pretty cool feeling.
I like that.
Yeah.
Since you've been here, there, even when you're playing well, there have been people who have been brought in to seemingly take your spot. Other people aren't here anymore. You're still here. How did that make you feel? Did that motivate you?
Yeah, you have to definitely be self-motivated. You have to sometimes, you know, this business is a business. It's a business that people expect you to win and be successful, and the people that call the shots are going to do everything they can to win and be successful. And so there's always somebody that's bigger, faster, and stronger than you. But I really think what determines an NFL player's lifespan is not necessarily outside. It's what you got on the inside, and can you sustain mentally the grueling season? Can you stay focused in the off season and not sit on the couch, or just take time off? And you've got to mentally challenge yourself every day to get up, work out, focus on your family, do the things that are supposed to be done right. And when you're successful off the field in your personal life, and you have everything kind of in row off the field, your on the field issues will be just in line too. So,
yeah.
It's kind of a circle. You know, everything works together, and I'm very blessed and very fortunate to still be here, and I hope it lasts quite a few more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, even when I was here, and I know to this day, you've always been moved around. They asked you to play defensive end, you play defensive end. Croy, go cover a kick, cover a punt, block on field goal. You do it. No yeah. questions asked. Yes, sir, and you go do it.
Yeah.
Just about as good as any of them. And now with Coach Mike Nolan coming in, he's really giving you all kinds of opportunities to show what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So does being adaptable in your craft and with your profession, being able to adapt to circumstances, and also being able to just keep your head down, keep working, and wait for your opportunity, is that an important key or characteristic to have?
Yeah, I think there's all different kinds of players in the NFL. You're going to have a guy that is extremely powerful. You're going to have a guy that's extremely fast. You're going to have a quarterback that's extremely smart. You're going to have a quarterback that can run. So there's all different kinds of players in the NFL, and I think one that coaches and this organization has seen in me is that I am very versatile.
Mm.
I have the ability to, race around the edge. I have the ability to stop the run. I have the ability to close the middle of the field. I have the ability to kick the ball. I have the ability to cover a kick and make tackles. They haven't given me a shot yet to catch a touchdown pass on a post route, but that might
yet.
Be coming.
Hey,
maybe.
I've seen you back deep third covering the post route, so hey,
yeah.
We'll see.
But I think I think that's kind of been my trademark, and that's that. I think it kind of, it that's kind of the way I've kind of been my whole life. You know, I've been able to been handed a task and you know, focus on it and kind of learn from others around me doing that task and add my own flavor to it and take off with it.
We're going to go inside the mind a little bit. And this is a really awkward question to ask, but do you think you might just a little bit be OCD?
I don't think it's a little bit. I think it's a lot. You know, I was taught at a very young age to, you know, to keep things in order and to have organization and I think part of it is just my personality as well. But yeah, I mean, I just everything has a place. Things need to be.
You have the cleanest locker in the history and future of the NFL. There will never be a cleaner locker. I mean, you could eat out of that thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's discipline. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's helped you be, excel with what you do? Because I mean, you work a time demanding job. Your wife has a very time demanding job. You have kids to take care of. You build things in the garage. I mean, you do all these things, but you do them all well.
Yeah.
So is that your OCD or your discipline?
Yeah. I think it is definitely discipline. It's a little bit OCD, but I think it's taking an approach to life that if you have organization in your life and you have that discipline to take care of the little things in your life, your life will flow a lot easier.
So yin and yang, that's what I think of when I think of you and your wife, because she's very energetic, very outgoing, very A-type personality. You're very introverted and introspective. So what's something that you have learned from her?
I would probably say that her ability and knowledge to manifest what you put out in front of you. Mm-hmm. So if she wants to, achieve her own show, she places it out there. I want to and will achieve my own show. And by placing that out there in front of you, you naturally will align yourself with your daily activities to achieve that goal. And so if I say I want to have, to win a Super Bowl, well, I can't win a Super Bowl if I take 4 months off in the off season, you know? So mm-hmm. You place that out there, you've asked for it, you believe that you are good enough and willing enough to approach it the right way, you will receive it, and you just work your way towards it. So she's really taught me a lot about setting those goals and manifesting those goals into mm-hmm. actual reality.
All right, Croy Bittman, here we go, man. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, rapid fire inside the mind.
Okay.
If you could go anywhere in a time machine, where would you go?
My wedding night.
Wedding night, 11-11-11.
Yeah.
That was a good night,
man.
It was
a good night.
That was special.
Yeah.
All right, so if you were a superhero, what would your name be? Montana Man?
Mountain Man.
Mountain Man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mountain Man from
yeah.
Montana.
Yeah.
And what would your kryptonite be?
My kryptonite would probably be...
What would just break you down, man?
Valleys.
Valleys.
Yeah.
You don't like it down where the ordinary people
no.
roam, huh? Stick to yourself. I like it. Biggest pet peeve. What's something that just really annoys you?
A loud chewer. Yeah, somebody who chews their food really loud or like pops their gum.
Right.
It's like you can hear their gum chewing.
No
it's
home
like,
training.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. You know?
Right. Okay. So let me ask you this. What would your power animal be?
A cheetah.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the weirdest, how weird are you?
I think I'm like a 1, but if you ask somebody else, they could say
I'm a 10. Yeah, because I don't know
all,
about a 1
It's
now.
All relative.
You do some things, and we'll get to them later. You're a little,
maybe like a 6.
You're a little
6.
Quirky.
I'm like a 6.
You're a little quirky. all right, what's a hidden talent of yours? Something that if you were in a talent show that you might bust out and surprise some people. Definitely can't sing. I know that.
I can weld.
You can weld. Yeah, that is a hidden talent.
Yeah,
carpentry.
Yeah.
I mean, Uh-huh. You've done your whole garage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What is your favorite quote?
I mean, there's a simple one that my wife and I kind of live our lives by, and it's just ask, believe, and receive.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's pretty simple.